going to last. It is 8:37. You're Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead into the studio. Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
You were delayed by an accident at 181 and 104.
That's correct.
What did you see?
I saw two vehicles that were involved. The state was there already. They were working the accident. So I got stuck in the traffic a little bit on the way in, but they had everything. They were finishing up.
Okay.
So I didn't see any injuries.
That's a good intro to our talk about the jurisdiction, if you don't mind if we get into that a little bit, because the extra, the police and fire jurisdiction and what's happening with SB 107. So 181 and 104 is not in the city limits. Is it in the Fairhope jurisdiction?
It is. That's correct. It is in the jurisdiction. We only work accidents in our city limits.
Okay.
So that's why the state was there
okay. This
morning to work that.
So what will happen? I think Mayor Sullivan mentioned that they are looking to pull the jurisdiction back to 1.5 miles instead of 3 in the midst of the SB 107 and all that. What's your involvement been in that?
Ultimately, that is between the mayor, the council, and the commission that will make that decision. But all that's going to do is we're currently at a 3-mile jurisdiction mm-hmm. that we patrol outside of our city limits. And that will just pull us back into, if that does take place, it will pull us back to 1.5 miles. So it will cut, it really just depends on where those lines are. Just based off some of the preliminary stuff that I've seen as far as mapping, it's not going to be, it doesn't appear to be a huge difference than what we are doing right now. It's just going to be based on the lines that they choose to move forward with,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's actually going to be 1.5 miles, because even in some of the areas that we're at, even though we say we're 3 miles out, some of our jurisdiction would like go past County Road or on County Road 1. We don't go all the way to the end of County Road 1. So there's still some variance right mm-hmm. now as to where those lines are drawn, if that makes sense.
Okay.
There's right now I'm not really sure exactly where those lines are going to be and how much we're either going to take in something new or maybe we don't have something mm-hmm. that we're currently patrolling.
And no one's really sure yet.
That's correct. That
okay.
is correct.
Okay.
The only thing they've done right now, from what I understand, is they did pull back our planning and permitting to
yes.
the city limits, but it has not affected the police department.
Okay. Very good. And that happened at the Fairhope City Council meeting Monday night mm-hmm. Where they're going to discontinue issuing the building permits outside of the city limits and possibly the subdivision permits too. That's still in the making. Another item on the agenda was a resolution for the City of Fairhope Police, the City of Spanish Fort Police, and Coastal Alabama Community College to create a special response team. Tell us about that.
That is something that the chief of Spanish Fort and I, and also the chief with Coastal, we got together because our agencies are not really big. We're not like the county where we have the manpower to pull together a SWAT team, a special response team of 20 people to have teams. So what we did is we combined some of our agencies. We have four from Fairhope that are on that team, and then Spanish Fort has so many, Coastal has so many. So in the event that we had an incident where we needed, they're actually trained special tactics,
mm-hmm.
a little bit more training than just the average officer, although our officers have great training, but they will come together as a group and help serve each one of these departments in situations where they need those tactics.
Okay.
So it's not something that we need all the time.
Right.
It would just be
occasion.
Something on occasion.
Yeah.
That's
hopefully
correct.
We never need it.
Hopefully. Hopefully. But we're going to be prepared in the event that we do.
Have you been in an agreement like that with Daphne or any other surrounding municipalities before?
Not for a special response team. Fairhope has not had what they call a special response team or a SWAT team for many years. It's probably been, I would say, 10 years since they've had one. And when Chief Pettis came in, that wasn't something that he wanted to pursue. But I feel like that there are times when, if you have a warrant or a search warrant that is high risk, that you may need those tactics. So it gives our officers an opportunity to be a part of something a little bit more, where they can get that training, that specialized training. But no, we have not had we haven't had anything like this in a while.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds interesting. We also don't have shootings in Fairhope very often, but we had one on December 3rd, just right across the street from here, 2:19 a.m. in the morning, where a person was hurt with non-life-threatening wounds, and you have made an arrest. Can you tell us about that situation?
Yes. Well, as we posted at 2:19 a.m., we responded to shots fired. Actually, it started out as a fight, and then went over into the alleyway it's right there at Little Whiskey, between the businesses on Fairhope, the backside of the businesses on Fairhope Avenue, and the parking garage. So that alleyway mm-hmm. right there. The fight began in Little Whiskey, kind of carried over into the parking lot, or in that general area. Then as we were responding to that, we got shots fired. And then when the officers...
So you were called for the fight first, before the shots?
Yes, we were called for a disturbance. Well, mm-hmm. I say fight. It was a disturbance, an altercation that had taken place. And then... as we are arriving, we have shots fired as well, and that individual, Ricky Bell, was in possession of a firearm, where he had shot twice, if I'm not mistaken. One was in the air, I think one may have been at the ground, and that was the one that shot the victim in the foot.
Okay. And so the arrest have been made.
Yes, the arrest of Ricky Bell, Fairhope. Was made.
And that case is closed.
Correct.
And you know how social media can be. Just, can you reassure citizens? This is a very isolated incident related to an altercation. You know, some people just take these things overboard.
It is. We actually, we had, one incident is one too many.
Yes.
And when it comes to public safety, we're going to do everything that we need to do to make sure that we get this under control. So we had to put out a little bit of extra, just to reassure our citizens that everything is okay. We wanted to put out extra officers on patrol, just to maintain, that everything is okay, mm-hmm. that we have this under control. We're working with the local businesses. We're working with Little Whiskey to make sure that nothing is, that there's not anything illegal going on in their establishment that would, lead to
others.
This. Yes, it's not just Little Whiskey. I mean, we monitor all of the establishments downtown to make sure that everybody is compliant with city ordinance. So, yes, it was an isolated incident.
Okay. And speaking of having extra officers on patrol, you also have a new member that you've welcomed on Facebook, Drew Craze. And this is a new position as a community resource officer?
That's correct. He just started, obviously, right before we posted this. And Drew's working with his hours right now. But his main responsibility is downtown business district along with the pier. So we will work with his hours, and they may vary days, they may vary, the hours, just to make sure we want him to maintain contact with our merchants. We want him to be seen. We want him to be out talking with our citizens, our merchants, visitors. We want him to, he is a face downtown. We want everybody to be familiar with. We're hoping that he will eventually be able to help us control some of the parking issues downtown, whether he writes parking tickets or he can help do like private property accidents that don't necessarily require an officer to come and do that, because that's just an exchange of information. And in the past we've had some stuff going on down at the pier with littering and maybe some juveniles with the loud music in their trucks. Mm-hmm. He'll be able to help us address those as well.
Okay. You're still taking applications for the Citizens Police Academy.
That is correct. We are.
Give us a brief synopsis of what that is.
And basically what this is, it's going to start, it's every Tuesday night for 6 weeks. It'll start on January 3rd. And what we're wanting to do is have our citizens to come in and be a part of our police department. And we will go over you know, several different things that, you know, what we handle in the police department, from like patrol operations. Our police canine will be a part of this. Our special response team that we just added to the department, they'll come in, and it's just different disciplines within the agency. Mm-hmm. Our investigators, and we give them, you know, this is what we do, and we want our citizens to be involved in that, and, you know, kind of be a spokesperson for what the police department is and what they do.
And they can just send an email or call the police department.
That is correct.
To sign up for that.
We do have on our website, or on it's on the Fairhope website under the police department. There is an application that you can click and fill out, but you're more than welcome to send an email to Josh Cryer or Damian Rehorn, or just call the police department and we will get you hooked up.
Okay, that sounds good. And now the highlight of the morning are the stats.
Yes.
You publish now every month. We've been doing them on the radio for a long time. Now they're on Facebook. The call stats the department is receiving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to go over November's stats. We've been, you know, pretty steady, and there hasn't been a whole lot of fluctuation, and I said in terms of the calls for service. For the month of October, we had 2,095 calls, and then in November we had a total of 1,985 calls. So not a big difference right there, especially mm-hmm. right here at the holidays. You might think that they would increase a little, but it's been pretty consistent. So I'm gonna go over the first number I give you is gonna be our reports, and if there were any arrests that resulted from those reports, I'll give you that number as well. We had 13 harassment reports with 7 arrests, 22 domestic violence with 13 arrests, 4 burglaries, 1 arrest.
And you say 2 were with force. Can you tell us about those?
I don't have the specific details, but normally when we say with force, that means they forced their way into whether it would be a building or maybe it was a vehicle, or, but I don't have the exact specifics on that. We had 24 theft reports with 23 arrests, and 2 of those were with firearms. So that was going to be 2 firearms that were stolen out of a vehicle.
I was going to ask, is that now, does theft include those in vehicles?
Yes.
Okay.
We had 7 identity theft fraud cases that are still under investigation. We had 48 drug arrests.
That seems high.
That's about, I think, been about average.
Okay.
Yeah, we last month we had 41.
Okay.
So that's about average. Our public intox, we had 6 with 6 arrests. Failure to appear, which are our warrants, that's always a high number. It was 68 reports, 68 arrests. We had 5 DUIs with 5 arrests, 3 assaults with 2 arrests. We had 4 B&Es, breaking and entering of a motor vehicle, and no arrests have resulted from those. We had 6 criminal mischiefs with no arrest at this point. We had 5 sex offenses, 2 with arrest, and 2 of those are offender registration arrests, which means when you're a sex offender, you have to be registered with the county and with us here.
What were the other cases?
Those were, let's see, if I remember correctly, those were just, they were sexual assault cases that are under investigation.
Okay. Not arrest, not proven
yet. No,
not
yet. Those, I know that they're still under investigation.
Okay.
We have 3 leaving the scene of an accident. We had 4 tampering with evidence with 4 arrests. We had 3 exploitation of the elderly. We have not had any arrest on those. I do know that those are still under investigation. 2 resisting arrest reports with 2 reports with 2 arrests. Alcohol under 21. Now, this looks a little different. We had 7 reports, but when you have 19 arrests, that means you've got multiple people on those reports.
So was it like a house party or something y'all busted?
One we had like 10 under the age of 21 that were arrested on one report.
Okay.
And then we had 1 pistol without a permit with an arrest, and the manslaughter charge from the shooting back in June on Twin Beach Road that resulted in the arrest. Okay. And I believe we talked about that last time I came in.
Okay.
So that was on that report. So again, a total of total calls for November were 1,985 calls. We had 225 reports with 252 offenses. We had 129 arrests with 213 total charges from those arrests, 72 accidents, 10 with injuries, and 13 private property.
Is that inching up? The accidents? Seems like it's been around 60 or 70, hasn't it?
It has been. Okay. Like last month, we had 79.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so it's been holding around in the 70, 60, 70 mark.
Very interesting.
Very busy. Very busy.
Sounds like it. And you're about up to full staff now, did you say? You've hired most everyone you want to hire, or are you still hiring?
We're actually still hiring. We're in the process of hiring. We had four dispatch positions available, and I believe we just went through the last process with the fourth one, so we will be back up to speed with our dispatch. We actually, Drew Craze was one of our hires, for the downtown business district and pier area. We have also hired our community outreach person. We've done that. And we have one full-time correction position still available and four police officer positions that we're hiring. So, yes, it seems like that is a never-ending. It's like we're always hiring. But it's a good, we're almost there.
And it's a great place to work. Folks can go to the city website, click on employment, or click on the police department.
Correct. They can go to the HR section of the city of Fairhope.
Okay.
Fairhopeal.gov, and they can fill out the application there.
Very good. Anything else that you want to mention?
Let's see. We had a couple of scams that we talked about with Coffee with a Cop on yesterday. We had a great crowd, by the way, some new faces. It was really, really good to see some new faces in there.
Let's remind everybody, the second Tuesday of each month, 9 a.m. at the James P. Nick Center.
That is correct.
Formal gathering, Coffee with a Cop, and anybody can come.
Anyone can come, absolutely. There were a couple of scams that we wanted to mention. I'd posted a puppy scam on our Facebook page.
I saw that.
And we didn't actually have that particular scam, but we had something that was very similar to it. We took a report from a lady who had gone online to purchase a cat for Christmas, a kitten. And what they did was they went through the whole process, got her money, and of course there is no cat.
Mm-hmm.
Right here at Christmas, you've got grandparents and parents that are buying, kids,
right,
pets. So unfortunately, this was an incident that was very, very similar to this. So we wanted people just to be aware and be mindful that the scammers are out there. We also had one report that they were receiving phone calls from Fairhope Police Department telling them they had warrants, and that they had, if they didn't pay that warrant fine or whatever over the phone, that we were going to come pick them up and arrest them.
And didn't the caller ID even show Fairhope Police?
It does. And so everybody, we do not make phone calls like that. So we want everyone to be aware of that as well. Let's see. We also have got a couple of events coming up. We've got Movie in the Street downtown on the 18th. The Grinch, this was the one that was rescheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have street closures that will begin at 5, and that's going to be on Fairhope Avenue between Section and Church Street. Again, the signs will be up, no parking after 5. We do not want to tow vehicles, so we just ask everybody to be mindful of those signs. Also, we've got the New Year celebration that's coming up in the downtown area. We want to remind people there will be street closures there as well. We have to set the stage up around, we're going to close the street. The first closure will be at 2 p.m. on Fairhope Avenue from Church to Summit, and that's where they put the stage area up. And then the next closure will take place at 5, and that's going to pretty much take care of Fairhope Avenue from Section to the whole area of Fairhope Avenue from Section to Summit, and then from Delamar over to where the alleyway is right there in front of the Little Whiskey.
Okay.
That area.
All right.
So all that will be shut down for New Year's.
Very good. Be a big night.
Yes. So we've got a lot of things going. Had a lot of things going on. to talk about. So, but we're excited about everything that we've got going on, and we're excited about the new, you know, the new year coming up, and especially Christmas.
Very good. Well, Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Fairhope Police Department and Chief Stephanie Hollinghead joining us this morning. The police department's monthly update is the second Wednesday of each month.